Hello and good morning. You're still listening to The Morning After with Ben and Josh.
A great
We've got
choice.
A fun packed show today, and it's not stopping now because we have Keely from Neon Cowboys on the other end of the line.
We do.
Hi.
We Hello. Do. We do. We do have Keely on the other end of the line. Good morning. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm great, thanks. A little tired, but yeah, great.
That's all good. We're unfortunately used to this ungodly hour of the morning by now.
Hey, we're doing a great time though, because we're excited for your upcoming Space Academy performance, shall we say. So many musicians who are meeting in the middle. Daniel Merrill, Daryl Baser, Madeline Howard, and of course, Neon Cowboys. So what can we expect from one of your live performances?
Well, it's just going to be awesome. What can I say? We're going for an electro-pop sound, so it's like you've got vocals and guitar, and we're backing ourselves up with synths and beats.
Awesome. Oh, very cool.
And we're going to be playing all our original songs, so about 9 songs.
Wonderful. Very cool.
Yes,
I love that.
Hell yeah.
So how did you and Ryan, I guess, you know, meet up and decide, let's start making music together?
Well, it was pretty magical, really. We were both in the same video store, and we just happened to reach for the same DVD.
No way.
Nah, lies.
No, is this an early 2000s rom-com or what?
You're lying.
No, it was Terminator 2. It was spectacular.
Amazing. And such a good
no,
pick,
No, I'm
too.
Just kidding. I'm kidding. It wasn't that. That's just like a way more interesting story.
But yes! I knew it.
You got me
called
so,
it.
You got me so good. All right. Well,
yeah, where did you? Yeah,
I still want to hear the real story.
You got us on edge.
The real story is just I heard he was a really good producer, and so I got his email address and basically pursued it from there. And he produced a few songs for me and liked the sound of it, so we became a band.
Amazing,
lovely. See, that's still good. That's still good. Not reaching for Terminator 2 at the same time, but it's still good.
No.
And how did you guys settle? I'm always fascinated to know how people pick their band names. How did you guys settle on Neon Cowboys, which is awesome? When I saw it, I was like, that's a sick name.
That's cool. I'm glad you like it. It's kind of random, but Ryan came up with Neon Junkies, and I came up with Funky Cowboys.
Nice.
I see.
So we got one word each.
Meshes together. That's equity.
I love that.
So what's left over is Funky Junkies, if anyone wants that band name.
That's Josh and I.
All right, yeah, me and Ben are now the Funky Junkies.
Yes.
Cool. We'll see you on tour. Cool. Process like for you guys making music? The Paradise EP came out this year, a nice little six track EP there. So yeah, what's the process like for music making?
Well, it's changed a lot actually, but initially it was that I would have some lyrics and a few chords, and then Ryan would sort of take it, spin his magic on it, and change it up quite a lot, and do all the producing side of things, as well as write all these guitar parts. Mm-hmm. But actually, lately, we come together a bit more and think of lyrics together as well.
Mm. Cool. Awesome.
And we're trying a thing at the moment where Ryan will come up with chords and melodies on the guitar, and then I'll try and come up with vocal melodies to match.
Mm. Oh, that's so sweet.
So yeah, it's cool. It's definitely a team effort, and it's changing and growing as we go along. Of course.
Nice, I love that.
So you mentioned your genre just briefly, which was electro poppy synthy vibes. Mm-hmm. How did you reach that genre? It's always interesting to hear how people, I guess, reach that point. Yeah. So your genre, and I would love to hear your influences. Who inspires you?
Oh, okay. Well, I'd say initially, I began with much more of an acoustic, sort of like indie acoustic sound when I first started songwriting. Mm. And I think I'd definitely say that...
See, we're putting you on the spot, sorry.
No, you're cool. But I think a lot of Ryan's great ideas with the production has kind of helped develop it into electropop.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And yeah, I'm a big fan of it. So... inspiration, we really like M83. We've been recently compared to Churches, which we were quite excited about.
Very
nice.
Cool.
Churches is cool. Yeah, hell yeah.
And I can't think of anyone else right now.
That's fine. It's fine.
The list goes on.
We put you on the spot.
The list goes on and on. Yeah, exactly.
That's so cool, though. We love that. So, yeah, you guys are playing this Saturday, Space Academy. Where can people go to get their tickets so they make sure they don't miss out?
Good question. So, Under the Radar, I believe, is where the tickets are being sold.
Mm-hmm.
And then also there's going to be tickets on the door. I'm sure there will be some available. But it's always better to be safe.
Definitely. I 100% agree. Christchurch has this terrible habit. I don't know what it's like in Nelson, but Christchurch has this terrible habit where no one buys tickets until like 6 hours before the gig's about to go. So every band we talk to is like, no one's coming to my show. And then every time they pack out because everyone buys them 2 hours beforehand.
So zero to 100 real quick.
It's a terrible habit. It plagues our city. We're very sorry about it.
That's a relief. As for Nelson, the music scene is always pumping here, so packed out all the time.
I gotta move.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Keely, for coming onto our show this morning. Make sure you head on down to Space Academy, listen to the tunes that Neon Cowboys and a whole bunch of other fantastic artists have on offer. But yes, thanks so much again.
Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. This may sound like picking your children a bit, but if you'd like to pick a song off Paradise, I will give it a spin right now, but I figured I'd give the option of choice to you.
Oh.
On the spot.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. It's difficult.
I couldn't pick like this.
I'm sorry.
Well, we've got a music video coming out for this song that I'm going to choose, so I think this is one we'll go for. It's called Lonely Nights.
Perfect. Let's give it a play. Thank you so much for coming on.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.